Well, before we begin, let me pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you speak to us through it. And we pray that you might open our ears this morning so that we might hear all that you have to say. Amen. Well, what happens when your world is turned upside down? What does Good Friday have to say to us today? It'd be very easy in our context to begin to worry, to be filled with anxiety about the days, weeks, and months ahead. It'd be very easy for us today to doubt whether God is in control over all things. Very easy for us to doubt whether Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father and sovereignly ruling over all circumstances. What does Good Friday have to say to us today? Well, put yourselves in the shoes of the disciples 2,000 years ago. There they are, they're trusting in Jesus, trusting that he is the King of the Jews, the Son of God, the one who has come to restore all things to Israel. They trust that he is the Redeemer, and yet, before their very eyes, he is crucified. He's nailed to a cross and put to death. Good Friday for them was a day of despair, a day of doubt and anxiety about the future. Good Friday to them was no Good Friday. But then something changes just a few days later, and they begin to realize that Jesus' death is actually a death that secures eternity, a death that grants the forgiveness of sins. The day of despair and anxiety becomes a day of hope and security for the disciples. Ever since then, Christians have gone throughout the world proclaiming Christ's death, not so that we can remind everyone about the horrific nature of it, but rather so that we can bring the world's attention to the hope that we have in Christ, the hope that is secured through Christ's death. Christians proclaim Christ's death, and the proclamation of Christ's death is not only needed for good times, it's needed for all times, all circumstances and situations. Christ's death has brought comfort to millions through drought, plague, war, persecution, and death. Christ's death is a death that brings hope, and Christians are hope-filled witnesses to a hopeless world. We are hope-filled witnesses to a hopeless world. We've been going through the Gospel of Luke today, and we've drawn attention to the fact that we are, in Luke's Gospel, witnesses to Jesus' trial, and we are witnesses to his death. If we have read the whole of Luke's Gospel, we are witnesses to the life that Christ lived. Well, a curious thing happens in Luke chapter 22. Jesus is having a conversation with the chief priests and elders. He's talking to them and he's telling them that he is going to be seated at the right hand of God, that he is the Son of God. And they cry out and they say, "What further witness do we need? We've heard it from his very own lips. What further witness do we need?" Now that's an incredible thing right there. Because we know if we read Luke's Gospel and on into Acts, that Jesus Christ is going to provide a further witness. And that further witness is us. It's the church. It's you and I. We are hope-filled witnesses to a hopeless world. In God's sovereign plan, he's not only given Christ into the world for us to die for us, but he's also empowered us as faithful believers to be witnesses to the hopeless world we live in. We truly are living in a hopeless world at the moment, a world filled with fear, anxiety, doubt, and worry about the future. The truth is, we're no more or less hopeless than we were 6 months or a year ago. The coronavirus has just made the reality of death all the more vivid. We all face death, and without Christ, there is no hope. Each of us know so many people within our village, within our town, our neighborhood, our cities, our country, who do not know Christ and do not have hope. They live in darkness and despair. The closest we get to seeing some of that is being witnesses to Christ being crucified on the cross. And yet, as Christians, we're to be reminded that as we gaze at the cross and remember Christ crucified, we are at the same time commissioned with a message of hope. Christ's death brings hope. It brings certainty. It brings the security of eternal life. Today is Good Friday. And Good Friday is a day that we remember Christ's death because it offers us a hope of eternity, a certain hope, a hope that the world needs to hear. We have been commissioned. We are hope-filled witnesses sent out into a hopeless world. Let me pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on our behalf. We thank you that his death means that we have our sins forgiven and that you've commissioned us with this message of forgiveness and sent us out into the world to provide hope to those facing darkness and despair. Father, we pray that you would equip us and encourage us and give us a sense of your love so that we might go out and truly share the message of Christ. Amen.